Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Winter is coming.
The Lannisters send their regards.
I drink, and I know things.
Dracarys.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
For the night is dark and full of terrors.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground.
That was the Game of Thrones theme. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart, and the mind behind that theme music you just heard, and behind all the music on Game of Thrones, is in fact our next guest, composer Ramin Djawadi. He's been with the series since the beginning, composing the music that makes dragons soaring over King's Landing exponentially more epic, and Jamie's death last night feel more tragic. Ramin's compositions go viral. His Game of Thrones albums have amassed over 450 million streams to date, and his score from the Battle of Winterfell this season already has 6.8 million views on YouTube. Ramin will be going on tour around the world this year with his Game of Thrones live concert experience. Ticket went on sale today at 10 a.m. He joins us now as part of our series Behind the Thrones. Ramin, welcome to All of It. Oh, our list. Ramin is not there yet. All right, so what we're going to do is we will pivot to our WNYC pledge. We are in the middle of a pledge break. We're trying to raise half the money. No, all the money in half the time. That's the way it works. We're trying to raise $300,000 just today. If we do that, we unlock a $50,000 challenge from the Kaplan Fund. They are kind enough to step up if all of us step up and we get involved. The number is 1-888-376-9692, 1-888-376-WNYC, or you can go to WNYC and click on donate. We have a very special gift today. If you do donate today, we have any amount, a brand new tote bag. It's not even actually a tote bag. I've been calling it a carry-all. I went to the membership folks and I said, hey, I really, really want to have something special for our All of It listeners. We seem to have been getting a little community going on. And I want a bag that's big enough for, you know, all of it. They can fit everything in. So we have these amazing new sort of bronze, coppery-colored tote bags. They say All of It. If you want to see what one looks like, I just tweeted out a picture, as well as there's one at our Instagram. You know we have the same handle. It's at All of It WNYC. Any amount today will get you one of these fantastic tote bags. So why do you want to donate to WNYC? Because we have these amazing guests who come on our show. Cecile Richards, former president of Planned Parenthood. We had former U.S. attorney Preet Bharara. And if you know that every Monday for the past few weeks or so, we've been had this great series, Behind the Thrones. We've been looking at people who help make Game of Thrones the juggernaut that it is. And our guest is on the phone now, Ramin Djawadi. He's the composer of all the music and the theme music for Game of Thrones. Ramin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so curious. I saw an interview with you where you say you hear music in color. Is that true?
That is correct. Yeah, I mean, that's something I was never really aware of. That's 'cause to me it was just kind of a normal process. My wife kind of pointed that out because she asked me, and she says, Ramin, when you write, like, what do you hear? How do you do that? And I said, well, when I see something, because usually I write to visuals. I either look at the visuals or even just imagine visuals, and everything is then in color for me. So when I see colors, that translates into notes for me. So it's kind of like painting. I didn't know that actually was a thing, but to me it was just my normal process. That's how I get inspired.
When you signed on to Game of Thrones, what sort of discussions did you have with the show's creators, David and Dan, about what they wanted the score to sound like?
A couple of the big things for them was, one is that they didn't want it to be like a medieval type show. That they said, let's be a bit more contemporary. And to date, we have this running joke because one of the things they said to not use as an instrument was flute. They said, do not use any medieval type flutes. We want to stay away from that. So we still laugh about that there was this flute ban. And so it made me search for just other things. And then the lead instrument that we came up with is the cello, which you can hear in the main title. And it really is the most dominant instrument throughout the show. So we felt that it was an instrument that just for the mood of what the show is would be the right instrument.
So when you compose the actual theme song we heard in the intro, we'll hear it again. Can you clarify for our listeners what you need to accomplish with a theme song, with an opening theme, as opposed to the rest of the music in the show?
Well, the big thing for me is on a main title, and this kind of goes back to my childhood in the 80s when I would watch my favorite TV shows, and this was before you could just fast forward through them and mm-hmm. just record everything. Those main title themes, they would always get me out of, if I was not in the TV room, the show would come on and I would hear the main title music, and I knew, okay, now it's time to get ready and sit down and go in and watch my favorite show. And now that I get the chance to write music or write main titles, then that's my goal, actually, is that when you hear that it gets you in the mood for the show, and it really needs to capture the overall mood of the show. And so with Game of Thrones, it's what I discussed with David and Anne. We wanted it to be adventure and a journey and the mystery, and so all that needs to be captured in just a short amount of time.
It's so interesting you say. I was thinking about the TV show MASH. I don't know if you remember it. You knew as soon as you heard mm-hmm. that what was coming.
Right, yeah, it's when you hear those main titles, that's my show, and it just has to have that sound, and that's what I love about main titles.
Let's play a little bit of the theme music, and I'm going to ask you a question on the other side. So we hear the cello there. Now that you've pointed it out, I hear it even more pronounced. When you did earlier iterations of the theme song, were they vastly different? What did you add? What did you take away?
No, I think it was pretty much it. I mean, the structure, everything was there. The great thing was that David and Dan actually showed me the visuals, which was almost done. So I had really something to look at and get inspired for, and so the piece was pretty much it. I think we played with the percussion a little bit, but overall it was really there. And I'm trying to think if there was anything. I think it might have been actually more that we said let's bring out the cello a bit more, but the piece was pretty much what it is now.
My guest is Ramin Djawadi. He is the Game of Thrones composer for all seasons. He's going to be part of the Game of Thrones live concert experience. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Not only do you have theme songs for obviously the opening title sequence, but also for certain characters have their own themes. Would you give our listeners an example of a character that you created a theme song for or a sound package for, and what specific choice you made in that song for that character?
I'm trying to think what could be a good example. I mean, I guess one of the big tasks for the show was that there are a lot of characters and different plots, and we really wanted to make sure that the music really underlines that and supports all the story arcs. So Daenerys, for example, is a good example, because she I needed to make sure when whatever theme I write that it's a theme that's able to grow, and also the dragon theme, for example, both those themes start out really small, almost more mysterious in season one, and then towards the end of the season then play already a lot bigger when the dragons hatch, and then obviously then each season as the dragons grow and her powers grow, and then with the Unsullied army, that theme then gets bigger just from a single instrument, and in the beginning it was more of like a glassy, synthy, mysterious sound, and then it gets bigger and we play it on orchestra and then even choir, big percussion, and that's something I've really enjoyed on this show, where over these multiple seasons now I've been able to develop these themes.
Well, of course we pulled some of the dragon theme to listen to, and you led us to it quite nicely. Let's take a listen.
I
Okay, so that's when we first time we hear the dragon theme, and then we have the dragon theme as it appeared in the final season of season 6, when Dany finally set sail for Westeros. So I'm curious about when you actually get involved in the process, Ramin. Do you get involved when the script is first written or after the picture is locked? When do you come aboard?
Most of the time I come on board when the show is shot and they go into post-production. Then I will get early edits of the episodes and then I get to watch them and kind of sit with them for a bit, and then actually David and Dan actually will come into my studio and we watch the episodes together. It's called a spotting session, and then we watch the whole episode and start and stop and actually try to find the music spots where music should come in, where it comes out, and then we discuss those moments of what we want to achieve musically, and then I have several weeks to then write the music, and then David and Dan will actually come back, and then I play them everything I've written to picture, and then we can tweak it and talk about it, because I create these musical demos and then so they actually get to hear it all, and then we can tweak it and make adjustments, and that's the process. Every once in a while I will I'll write something before or while they're shooting. For one example is the Reigns of Castamere. Actually, that was after we finished season 1. They just called me up and said, here are lyrics from the book, and we need you to create a theme for this, and then we will establish this as the Lannister theme, and then it will build up to the now infamous Red Wedding. So then, so every once in a while, I'll do something not to picture and just in between the seasons.
Well, it's funny. It's like you've led us to all the clips you're talking about. We've got them all pulled. Let's take a listen to The Reigns of Castamere. My guest is Ramin Djawadi. He is the Game of Thrones composer all seasons. I'm so curious. You know, this show has gone on for so long, and it's become such a fan favorite and such a juggernaut. And I'm curious for you as a composer, where do you get your inspiration from? How do you keep it fresh and evolving, but also stay true to sort of the integrity of the program?
I mean, it's really the two things for me is the story itself. Obviously, you know, this amazing story that George R. R. Martin has created, and then the other is really conversation with David and Dan. They have been absolutely amazing in the vision of what they have for the show on every aspect, including music, and they have been really great of just putting in words of what they want to achieve. Like, again, Daenerys is a good example where they explained to me, because I have to be honest, I have not read the books. I will read them once the show is over, and then I will read the books. But at the time when I started, I had not read the books. So I really had to depend on them of guiding me of where the story is going. And so they said to me, Ramin, whatever you write for Daenerys, make sure it can grow into something powerful. And in Reigns of Castamere, is another good example where they gave me the lyrics after season 1, but already looking ahead 2 seasons, and said, we will establish this theme as the Lannister theme, and then it'll lead up to the Red Wedding, and then the audience will be used to this melody, and then when we hear it at the wedding, by just hearing that, we will know, okay, this is out of place here, this is a theme from a different house, and that shouldn't be here. And you know, that's a way of how we can do storytelling, was just without words, just with instrumental music.
That's so interesting. So that you, from the beginning, have had an understanding that the work that you do on the first, second, third seasons might have to be revisited or sort of evolve as the story evolves, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's why we really discuss every every scene in detail, every theme in detail, and David and Dan have just been really good in guiding me of what I need to create, and sometimes I even have worked backwards. For example, the John and Danny love theme from season 7, there was a new theme that we created for season 7. They are actually wrote kind of in reverse. Normally, I just go in chronological order as the episodes come in, but there we knew we were going to end up in the last episode on the boat with them together. So I actually wrote that scene first and then worked my way backwards to the first episode when they first meet, and then establish this theme not so much as a love theme, but more of just a new theme and a more neutral theme, so to speak. And then as their relationship developed, that's when we brought in more and more emotion, and all the way leading up to the final scene.
My guest is Ramin Djawadi. He is joining us from Los Angeles. He is the composer for Game of Thrones through all seasons. Can I ask you really quickly about last night? So last night we saw the death of two of the show's main characters, Jaime and Cersei. And when they died in each other's arms, two familiar themes played. It began with The Light and the Seven, which is a piano track. And then it fades into The Reigns of Castamere, which we talked about. Let's take a listen. I'll ask you a question on the other side.
I want our baby to live. I want our baby to live. I want our baby to live. Don't let me die, Jake. Please don't let me die. Please don't let me die. I don't want to die.
Just look at me. Look at me.
Not like this. Not like this. Not like this.
Look me in the eye. Don't look away. Don't look. Look at me. Just look at me. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Only us.
So, I mean, why pick these two themes in particular to incorporate in this very emotional scene?
Well, I felt they were kind of two storylines meeting here, because the Light of the Seven, where we created the first time in season 6 when Cersei blows up the set, and that theme kind of became her theme, and as she kind of broke out of the Lannister theme itself, and then she kind of does her own thing, and when Jaime and Cersei, when they break up and he leaves, so that theme kind of stays with her, but then in last night's episodes when they actually get when they're back together again, we thought it could be an interesting idea to play The Light of the Seven, her theme, but then actually merge with the Lannister theme as they kind of come back together again. So we thought that's something interesting to play with there. Sometimes when I write those themes, I try to make sure that I actually can do something like that, where that I can play them together and merge them. And it's a fun little math thing that I always need to figure out.
Before I let you go, what can fans who want to go to the Game of Thrones live concert expect?
Well, this new concert will be a complete set of the entire show. Now, over the last 2 years that we have done these concerts, we obviously always had to end with wherever the season was. So the first time was ending with season 6 and then season 7. But now that the show is ending, I will completely rework the live show, and we will actually have a full. The full story arc. So I always like to say, it's amazing for the fans to come to the show and now then relive all 8 seasons, and then for people that the few people that still haven't seen the show, then that's a perfect crash course where they can literally learn about the show in one evening.
My guest has been Ramin Djawadi. He is the Game of Thrones composer. Ramin, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.